Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Final hour of the program.
Week foul.
What a show it has been. We are locked into this Indiana-OKC series.
Hey, shout out to J-Dub. I pooped on him.
You did.
Said he wasn't legit, and all he's done is ball in NBA
Finals.
He's
been legit since.
He's got 35 right now, people.
He heard you.
The slander definitely has to take a step back, because he's showing up on the biggest stage in a huge game.
No, he's been great.
Huge game five. Series tied 2-2, and Oklahoma City is clutching up right now in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you what. I mean, look. I
Tyrese Halliburton has 4 points.
Well, and you can tell he's definitely not a...
off the draw.
What a shot.
Jalen Williams drops Andrew Nembhard to the ground, drives to the rack, and puts a floater at the very top of the backboard for his 37th point.
And then the play before that, it looked like somebody ran into Miles Turner, no foul called. OKC got the ball back, and then boom, on the ensuing possession, scored the bucket. And did they call a foul, or what was that? Or they just went to timeout afterwards?
Yeah, I think they called a foul. TJ McConnell with 18 is the second leading scorer on the Pacers.
Okay.
Don't think that's a good.
No, thing. I mean, unless you got like five guys that are in, 18 or something like that, and that's a different story.
They only have three guys in double digits. McConnell with 18, Siakam with 26, Miles Turner with 13.
Yeah. You're gonna have to get more that's where the Nembhards, the Nesmiths of the world, like you're gonna need if Halliburton's not gonna give you double digit points, which again, I think that calf probably is bothering him a little bit, but nonetheless, I mean, if Tyrese can't give you double-digit points, somebody else has got to step up in a big way, and more than just McConnell. So, either way, they're down, 13, I think, now? It's
110-97.
Yeah. They're on a 7-0 run. We were just looking at it going, down 5, 6, 7, 8. Next thing you know, boom, they're down
13. I told you, Oklahoma State's going to win this game. Next two, Naptown!
We'll see. It's going to be, I'm curious to see how this whole thing plays out. But it's been a good night for sports right now, again. And like I said, your boy Jalen Williams, since that game one, he's done is put up 19, 26, 27, and 37.
Yeah. And game two, he was solid in too. Like the 19, I think he had like 15 or something rebounds as well. So now he's been balling. I'll give it to him.
He might put up a 40 burger tonight.
40 burger in game five while also having SGA as your teammate is pretty impressive.
Yeah. No, he's done a good job.
Oh my gosh.
And Alex Caruso.
Wow.
Just snatches the ball, dives for it, and then grabs it. And then they're going to call
Pacers,
a foul.
Wheels are falling off.
The ticky-tack foul is what I don't understand sometimes.
What are we doing?
Like on one hand, on one hand, you're going to call a foul on a breakaway layup, but then the dude runs into the defender and you call the foul. So I don't know. It's a little weird how they're calling this. So
he just wants it
either
more.
Either way.
It's a dog.
Just wants it
AC.
More. He just wants it more.
Okay, here we go for the 817. Haven't heard y'all for a good minute. Miss you, my dude. Blake, I'm almost done with Hogwarts. Good game so far.
What does that mean?
One of my first couple of shows I talked about, I think maybe it was our first couple of shows with you or maybe my first couple of shows in general, but I talked about playing the Hogwarts Legacy game, the Harry Potter game that I said I'd finished.
I think you talked about that during the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of your honorable mentions.
Super fun game.
Yeah.
And this guy, the 817, is saying they're almost finished with that. That game's addicting. Like, it's hard to, like, really do anything else game-wise and not finish that. So I'm glad you're having a fun time, 817. Send in your name so I can not call you 817. I'm glad you're having a good time. Super fun game. And I'll text you some little Easter eggs to do. People have been asking what restaurant I work at. Will not be disclosing the name.
Not at liberty to say, people. Not at liberty to say. But, if you just take some context clues, I mean, it won't be hard to figure out.
It won't.
It will not be hard to figure out. Because I'm going to go out on a limb and say not many restaurants who have lost their chef have made headlines across the DFW. Yeah. So let's just put that.
Waffle House.
Yeah, seriously.
We have let go of the Applebee's chef.
Yeah,
head of chef.
Exactly. Oscar, our chef at the Applebee's off Greenville, is leaving us. So sorry.
He's going to be headed to Chili's.
Yeah. He's taking his talents to BJ's.
2 second round picks for him.
That's right. 2 second round picks and a bareback or a barback.
A barback is funny. So I'm still laughing at the joke because 2 second round picks and a barback is good, but a bareback.
Terrible.
We'll give you one of our servers. No hair on his back. He's a good worker. Cleans all the plates off the tables. Never complains. Doesn't speak English, but
he's okay. But what he lacks in bilingualness, he makes up for with hard work.
I'll take a hard worker any day. We got some bussers.
You can't coach work ethic.
Some of them like good busser, but does not want to bus. Doesn't like every time you ask them to bus a table, eye roll. I got to do this. One guy. Barely speaks any English. His name's Justino, the nicest guy you'd ever
meet.
Shout
out to Justino.
I mean, you just look at this guy. What do you need help with? Give me the plates.
Got the
plates.
Tub ready.
No tub. We don't do tubs on the floor.
Oh, you don't?
No tubs on the floor.
Well, that you guys are a classy restaurant.
Just walking around with clinking a tub around.
Here, I'll tell you what. Speaking of which, so I'm with my daughter yesterday in Houston. We do a little brunch.
Don't let the Patriots come back. I just want to make that point. If they come back,
they're down 12. This game ain't coming back.
You've said we've seen the Patriots do this before.
They're not coming back from 12 down. So my daughter and I are eating. We're at this little, and it's a two-person table, right? So there's not a lot. And the plate's huge. So once the plate's done, like I don't have any space, and I'm done with my food, and I'm talking to my daughter, and I'm tired of this plate sitting in front of me. They're bussing a table next to us.
Correct.
Okay. And they've got the tub out.
Okay.
Gray. Got the tub out.
Gray or
gray
black.
Tub. Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Let's get a black tub.
So she's putting everything in there. All right. Plenty of space in said tub.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want my empty plate in front of me anymore because I want to sit and talk to my daughter. So yeah. I get up. I said, hey, do you mind taking this for me?
Yeah. Okay.
Fair. Tub's right there.
Yeah, fair.
She's
and another steal.
She sits there and looks at me. And she's like, I can't take that. And I said, well, either you go ahead and take it or I'm leaving it here on the table.
Yeah.
And she just left it on the table.
Wow. Not a hard worker.
Okay. Sorry for you.
No.
See, like, are we serious right now? You've got space in the bus tub.
What was the name of the restaurant? Go ahead and air them out.
Oh, First Watch.
First Watch. See, you could never.
First Watch.
Like, at my restaurant,
By the way, the food was decent.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say
overpriced.
This.
Oh, I bet.
I'm going to say this.
Overpriced.
A little bit. I'm going to tell you what. And I said this.
Because they're a newer place.
Pacers missing free throws. What's different?
First Watch been around for a minute. No, that's not an excuse. I'll tell you what irritated me, too. There's supposed to be chorizo in the burrito. Okay. I mean, I didn't know I ordered the egg and potato burrito. And she goes, oh, how's everything? I said, well, since you're asking, what are we skimping on the chorizo here? Ooh. What? I mean, what are we doing here? Girl was like, my bad. She goes, next time, get the chicken.
Okay. After you order?
I mean, we were paying. Oh. And it wasn't my waitress either.
Oh, I was like, saying your waitress. Yeah, I would have gotten this.
No, I was a little, like I said, none too pleased with the service is all I'm going
to
say.
See, I have to at our job, or maybe this is just how I am. I think at our job, but also I kind of carry this everywhere I go. My eyes are just always open when I'm on the service floor.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking for dirty dishes.
Absolutely.
Half empty glasses, low drinks. Can I get you another glass of wine? We want to do another one? Even if it's not my table, like if it's low, as I'm about to grab it, you want another round? Boom. Food's empty. Can I get this out of your way? Because no one wants dirty plates sitting in front of them.
I'm going to tell you what else pisses me off while we're at it, okay? By the way, top five, what have we figured out what we want to do yet?
Uh-oh, can I give you a little bit of, not at all.
214. You know what time it is.
214 is on me.
You know what time it is.
Okay.
Pause.
Not breaking news, but definitely newsworthy.
Uh-oh.
This just hit the timeline.
What you got?
Reporting Rafael Barlow, NBA draft consultant. The Dallas Mavericks are aggressively trying to acquire another first-round pick in the 2025 NBA draft.
I'm not really sure what to do with that information right now.
I think, and in the picture, it's the two guys I would be thinking that. The kid from BYU, I think his name's Demi.
Okay.
And then Walter Clayton from Florida. I think they're talking about like a late first rounder. They're trying to not only just have Cooper Flagg.
Okay.
But maybe have the other.
Somebody to pair with him.
I don't hate that.
I like
Caleb Martin, all the second round picks. If you go get Walter Clayton.
I'd love the idea of Walter Clayton.
Give me him and whatever and Brandon Williams.
Well, that and the thing you're excited about too, if they do something like that, is from a salary standpoint.
Salary standpoint?
You know, I mean, you're not breaking the bank on a late first round pick. And you've got him under control for what, 3-4 years?
And that timeline of that player, Cooper Flagg, Max Christie, I guess.
Because by that time, I mean, KD. AD. I mean,
Kyrie, they'll all
half
be
his other leg by then. So, yeah, they'll
I don't hate that. I always kind of wanted that, but I didn't think they would make some things move. But any second round pick you have and players at the bottom of the roster can move to get back in the first round for anybody. I think getting a Walter Clayton. I think from what it looks like, kind of those mid-round, late-round, first-round pick the Mavericks trying to get into, I would not be mad at that at all.
Tell you what, it takes away. I mean, you're not getting Chris Paul at that point, more than likely.
Yeah,
that's, which I don't hate.
Your free agent. That's your free agent. Your Chris Paul, your Lonzo.
That's your guard that you got starting. I tell you what, if that's the case, all right. So are we saying a Walter Clayton, Cooper Flagg, AD, Gafford, and who's
PJ?
Our
or Clay,
PJ,
or Max, whoever you want to put the two guard.
Then Kyrie, when he comes back.
Kyrie comes back, Walter goes to the bench.
Walter goes to the bench, and then he's ready to go. I mean, I'll tell you what.
I'm not mad.
I don't hate that idea. Yeah. And oh, by the way, okay, so let me ask you this. From the 945, Fred doesn't tip, not even his Uber driver.
What is that with? I think it's the same guy that texted in that says, you said one day you didn't tip your Uber because you don't take them.
Exactly. No, he's been busting my balls ever since. No, because I don't. I don't take Ubers. Okay, here's a question for you. If Nico...
Did Chet just get absolutely postered? Is that what just happened?
Was that Nesmith that just dunked on him?
Aaron Nesmith did just...
I mean, that was kahunas. A...
I mean...
No, it was a... Okay, it was a putback is what it looks
and
like.
But Chet literally got thrown in the rim.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
SGA is like, oh, that's a boy. Like, they just showed that replay 15
SGA's
times.
Looking at like, I'm in a commercial with him too. Yikes.
13-point game.
All right, let me ask you this. Yeah, I was going to say, this game's over, dude. What are we talking about here? Anyway, if Nico makes that happen.
Someone just texted in.
What, trespassing?
D.
What, D? Here we go. So much going on here in this program. So much.
Invasion of privacy.
By the way, what are we doing? Top five.
I think we should do.
Because we got to do it. We got to say it now so that way people know what to expect.
Top five moving.
Don't do hacks because that's stupid.
Expenses. That you don't realize. Top five things you wish you knew before moving. Top five worst places to move.
What about top five worst things to move?
Aren't those just obvious though?
Are they?
Your entertainment center, your dresser. If you have to move a fridge and a couch, I mean, it's just all the big items.
Not necessarily, dude. I'll pick up a dryer.
My bad, Superman. I don't think most people are dying to do that.
I mean, but
I'll pick up a dryer. The books in my daughter's bookcase that really gives me the problem. I got to look at all this dumb comic stuff.
I'll tell you what's hard to carry.
What?
Would be in my top
okay,
two or three?
We need to do top five unconventional things that sucked me. Because I don't want to say during this name couch and dresser. Those are pretty obvious. I got to think creatively.
What do you want to do? Just top five worst things about moving?
I think we've done that before.
I don't think we have.
I think we have.
I don't think we have.
I feel like we have.
I don't feel like we have.
877-811-1053.
Again.
Someone just texted in C. Nuisance.
C. Nuisance. That's right. Just getting around to it. Tell you what, here's what we're going to do. First time ever as a top five. It's going to be some sort of moving. That's the overall theme. What your top five is. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Okay. Just has to do with moving. Just has to do with moving.
Moving's a topic. I'll be moving.
It's whatever
something.
You want to be. There you go. Fred Durst doesn't tip at strip clubs. No, I don't. That's because Fred Durst doesn't go to strip clubs. Let's get that straight.
I'm really excited for what the Dallas Mavericks have to offer if they are able to get back into the first round.
Okay. Here's a question. Is Jaden Hardy part of this package?
If he is, I'm fine with it.
No. I'm saying
Jaden Hardy in a second.
Omax, Jaden Hardy, and a second round pick for
That's kind of a lot. I don't think you need to go with that much for a late first. Probably like Jaden Hardy and just a first rounder in the future. And that probably gets it done. Or Jaden Hardy, a first rounder, and a second rounder.
No, I ain't giving up a first rounder.
Okay, Jaden Hardy, a second, and Omax. You had four things in there.
No, I had three.
Jaden, Omax, and a second.
I said Jaden, Omax, and a second.
I'm okay with it, but it still feels like on the outside looking in, does it feel rich for a late first? Like,
really? Omax, who you could care less about, and Jaden Hardy, who you paid $18 million and on a season when everybody was hurt and he still couldn't get minutes. That feels rich? I mean, Omax, most people right now couldn't picture or couldn't point out Omax Prosper in a lineup if they put a gun to your head. Mm. Am I wrong?
You're not. Marquette legend.
I mean, great. Nice. Okay, yeah, so people in Milwaukee can. Whoop-dee-doo. Omax, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. Tell me why we shouldn't trade you.
Interviewed Omax Prosper at Mavs Media Day last year. Nicest guy ever.
Huge, I'm sure he
big
is.
Big Toronto accent, too.
I'm sure he's... salt of the earth.
Oh, my boy Furphy's in.
Okay. Furphy.
That's Furphy, right?
That's how you know this game's out of control, is it Furphy's in.
I mean, he literally looks like a kid in college, like a freshman in college.
Yeah, he should be a sophomore at KU.
Is that where he came from?
That's where he came
from. Okay, he looks like he's still
at. That's the only reason I know.
Tyrese Halliburton, probably worst game of his career? I mean, he's had some low-scoring games, but this is a pivotal moment, and he did nothing.
Yeah, he definitely didn't play well. I mean, Johnny Furphy's in the game, for God's sakes. What'd that tell you?
34 minutes for Tyrese Halliburton. He ended up getting 7 rebounds to help it out a little bit.
Yeah.
4, 7, and 6 was his day with 3 turnovers. 6,000 comments on the Real app.
Oh, I can only imagine. People are furious right now. People are absolutely beside themselves. All right, coming up next, top 5. Are Benny and the Jet making his top 5 debut?
I should be ready. I will be. You know what?
We'll sprinkle in a little Ross Lubinsky, all right? Because it wouldn't be right if we didn't, all right? Because there's only one person who can make that transition from 5 to 4 quite like Ross Lubinsky. Top 5 moving suggestions, moving ideas, moving hacks, or anything that pertains to moving coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Next. Okay. All right. Well, I was looking at you. You're looking at me like it's one of
We're
us going to talk.
Yeah,
one of us will talk here in a second. Let's see. We got some text messages. We'll get to that here in just a few.
I've read some of them. They're making me laugh.
Texters, you guys are the best. I mean, we've got the best listeners in the DF dub. And might I just say this? I can say this at 10:23 at night. As I was I was in Houston yesterday and today. All right. I listened to a little bit of Houston sports radio. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
No, roast them. Was it good? Was it good? Yes or no? Gun to your head.
No.
Okay, there we go.
I'm going to put it like this. You couldn't do those shows here.
Yeah.
You just couldn't. And look, I'm not trying to be adversarial or whatever else.
He didn't name the station, so we're good. We don't know what station it was.
Take any of them.
Yeah, take any.
Now, I got to give a shout out to my boy, Paulie G, who's we've had him on the show, but he does radio on the ESPN station over there.
Shout out, Paulie G. That's it.
My boy, Paulie G, is a real one. But and
radio's
shout out
to my
boy. Well, and look, our guy, Reggie, is over there.
Shout out, Reggie.
And my boy, John Lopez, as well as my boy, Figgy Fig.
Other than those 4 people we just named, sorry. Sorry. Radio's not for everybody, man.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Because at the end of the day, how pretty we do look on the fan cam, most people don't see that. So we're carried by our voices.
They don't.
If our voices are not entertaining and soothing, it doesn't matter how good we do look behind these cameras. Because, boy, are we looking fresher. But it don't matter. It's not TV.
You know.
Looks can only carry you so far.
We did get
I love just the heavy Kendrick in the back.
We did get a backhanded compliment, though, from the boss today that he got from other people.
Uh-oh. What was it?
The common refrain that he's gotten or received about Fan After Dark, people have said they don't know why they listen to Fan After Dark, but they can't stop listening.
I think Chiafalo said that. And not the first part, really. The second part more.
They don't can't stop know listening. Why they listen to it, but they can't stop.
It's like a what drug? We're like a drug.
You don't. It's one of the things, like, you know, like, for instance, maybe you listen for the hot takes. You listen for the, you know, the
what do they listen?
Old
for?
School. New Brian Broaddus, whatever, yeah. But you know, like, everybody's got their thing, right? Yeah. When they tune into Fan After Dark, it's like,
what are we getting? I don't know, but
Fred,
we like it.
We don't know what, and that's the beauty of it. We don't know where Fred and Blake are going to take us.
Baby, buckle up.
But by God, and buckle up at your own, you know, it's on you. Maybe you don't want to.
Maybe we should start the show with that. Just, you know, it's Gavin's, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Buckle up, partner.
Okay, we're not.
Because we're going to get on the saddle.
It's about to get crazy from 7 to 11. Huh?
Put the kids to
sounds
sleep.
That's terrible. What are we doing here? All right. We did we put a different spin on top five tonight because none of us could agree. So we're each doing our own top five list. And it pertains.
There is one constant, though.
But there is one overarching theme, and it's moving. Why? Because Fred has, in the last 8 days, I have moved three people.
I'm going to be
sister,
moving someone.
My sister, my cousin, and my daughter. So all family. All right, so, you know, I keeps it real with my fam. I am retiring from the moving game at 45.
45.
Okay, so if you want me to help you move in the next 9 to 10 months, you better jump on it. Okay, and it's not going to be for everybody. All right?
Okay.
So let's keep that in mind.
If
are you moving anywhere?
Maybe.
You better be doing it before March. That's all I got to tell you. I'll drive your U-Haul. That's about all I'm going to do.
Well,
once March next year hits.
My list is going to hit.
I'm out the game. So my top five moving injuries. Mm. Okay. Top five moving
injuries. Such an old
injuries.
Head list.
It is an old head list. Okay. So here we go. Number five, your foot. Now, what do I mean by that? You could smash it into something. You could drop something on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Could you not do that at any point during the day, only while moving?
No. Tell you what, are you when you're carrying something, you don't see it? And is there, well, how many times do you have a chance to drop something on your foot?
I'm pretty clumsy, so.
Exactly. So you of all people should appreciate a foot injury while moving. So let's get that straight. All right. So number five, your foot injured, whether it's running it into something, dropping it, ain't no telling.
Okay. Okay. It's okay. It's just decent topic.
It's my
list.
Number five.
No, no,
bro.
It's fine. It's
what's yours? Let's go ahead. What's your topic? No, no,
what's
go
yours?
Ahead. Tell
no,
us.
No, no, no.
Tell us. Tell us, Mr. U-Haul. Tell us.
My list is the hidden top five hidden moving costs. Costs that you don't think about until it's moving day or you're moving.
Okay.
All right.
You like that, Jet? Like,
I do. Yep.
Look at Jet. Look at him. Just openly pandering. I like it.
I like that.
You're a genius. Great idea.
Hey, you got to shout him out.
Jet, you're fine. You're doing great, buddy.
Whatever.
My number five on the hidden moving costs. We're going to keep repeating our list.
I mean, chances are he's ChatGPT this entire list, but go ahead.
It's right here.
Oh, because you couldn't have written it from ChatGPT? Go ahead.
Security deposit. Now, obviously, you pay it early, but sometimes when you...
For what?
For the new apartment that you're moving into. Sometimes you do pay it early. Okay. Sometimes you get there and they be hitting you with the double-double. I've had it happen before. Oh, actually, if you want to move in a day to get your keys and your key fob...
That's on you, bro.
What do you mean that's on me?
It's on you.
Sometimes they be hitting you with stuff they don't be telling you about until the day you pick up your keys.
Yeah, that's on you for not being more introspective.
Or yeah, you should have read reviews, maybe... Find out about a bad leasing office.
Look.
It's number five.
Yeah.
On to Jay.
Oh, okay. So you bust my child when I bust yours? Okay.
I didn't say this.
Because me and Yuritsa are about to fight over $13.50. So let's make that clear.
So I will give credit to Ross Lubinsky. We have combined our ideas.
I love it.
Into the list. So he sprinkled in there. I'm announcing those. So we are top five moving hacks. Little tips and tricks that I will
now,
take note
I excoriated
of.
This idea in the first hour between me and Blake, so I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say.
So we are going to go number five, hire movers. Just the easiest way to make it easy.
That's the most Ross Lubinsky response ever.
Just don't move.
Stay where you... Extend your lease.
Combined with number one.
All right, which was number four?
I've moved every year for like the better part of 10 years, and I've never hired movers like in a real capacity, and that's going to change next year, just like with you, Fred.
Look at this. We got Abe Lincoln doing a post-game interview.
I love it. I love it. All right. Number four?
Snake draft?
There we go.
Yeah, I had to clarify.
Damn right.
Damn right.
So that brings us to our number four. Bring a dolly. You can't be forgetting that.
That's fair.
I mean, if you're without
I don't know
that,
if that's a hack, per se.
Right, that's the basic.
I mean, it's kind of common sense. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think we're going to blur the lines of hacks versus common sense.
Mm, okay.
Because, again, I mean, to me, a dolly's moving 101.
Yeah, but when you're 19 years old, you're not thinking about
this is... I'm also older than you three. So
someone said, listening for the same reason we watch NASCAR, just a matter of time before Fred and Blake wreck something.
I love it. I love it. Damn right it is.
All right, number
four. By the way, he said Fred. He didn't even include you in that. I take umbrage with that. Yes, exactly. Because Blake can do it too.
That's just the kind of team that I am. And I know, you know what?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's a team first mentality right there. Because either Blake or I. Now, the way in which we do it is very different.
Yeah.
But you will definitely get one of us to go off the rails in some capacity, which we did apparently on Saturday, and somebody had took umbrage with it. So, but it was a tag team event.
Number four for me on the hidden moving costs, U-Haul gas refill. Now, the U-Haul costs can also go up based on how many miles you do. But what I always forget is I got to fill up back where you left it.
Yeah.
And it can tack on an extra $30, $40, $50 to your, depending on how far you're moving from, to your cost that you maybe didn't evaluate for because you don't know exactly how much it's going
to
cost.
Expect it to be a lot.
Yeah.
So. Now, they do, I want to say they, and I know this when I worked at U-Haul, they gave you the option, much like a rental car, to pay ahead of time.
Yeah.
They still do that? Okay, there you go.
But I think you always got to fill it back up to where it is. I've never been to a place.
No, that's one thing you do. You want to make sure before you leave on that little piece of paper that they give you, you know, you're checking to see if any dents, scratches, whatever. Make sure. And the other thing you want to make sure.
Headlight being out.
Headlight being, well, I mean, I guess if you, I mean, I don't know. I've always moved during the day. The other thing you want to look for is make sure, and again, I don't know if they still do this, but make sure that that little green plastic piece is still intact. So they don't try to charge you for the dolly if you don't use it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're smart, you go ahead and crank that. Anyway,
that's a little old head hack.
An old head hack. You're welcome.
Yeah, I knew that one.
All right. Number four.
Semi-old.
Number four, because you are semi-old. Number four, and Fred's are, now, by the way.
Has it ever been that bright back then?
Seriously, what do you guys got going on back there? By the way, so my moving list is top five moving injuries, okay? So number five was, you know, hurting your foot in some form or fashion. Number four, bumping your head.
Oh, wow.
Bumping your head.
I think at that point, if you bump your head and there's a female in the room, you got to just blame it on something else, right? Like, if you, like, got a boo-boo on your head and you got a knot now, if you just ran into the
door
frame.
Or you just smacked your head. I mean,
it's... Okay, if it's on the ceiling, flex. If it's on the door frame right in front of you, that's eye level.
Or, no, I'll tell you what I've seen happen, and I've done it myself, is when you're bringing said, you know, couch, chair, whatever, it's heavy, and you're climbing into the back of the truck, and you're standing up into the U-Haul.
But that's not bad at all.
And you hit your head. Oh, hit it hard enough, and I promise you.
I'm not saying that hurt. I said, but embarrassing. It's not embarrassing.
No, I mean, whether it's embarrassing or not, it's up to you. But I'm just saying, bumping your head, number four. Number three, smashing your hand.
Yep, that definitely happens.
It's probably a very real thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Grabbing stuff, you're picking it up. Or the worst, you and somebody else picking up a couch. You're going on three. He went on two. Next thing you know, the whole couch is on your hand.
And they drop it or something like that. And you're
I need a break.
It.
All of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Break. No, we're seeing it through. Yeah. Have some grit.
Once we have committed to the lift, we're gone.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Unless we were picking up like a washer or a super heavy couch, you maybe get one stop. Other than that, it's seeing it through.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going up and down the stairs.
If you're going downstairs or upstairs, no, we're not stopping. Like, once we get through the door.
Yeah.
You know, if we're bringing it downstairs and, you know, once we get through the door, that's a different story. Yeah. So anyway, number three, smashing your hand.
So my list is hidden moving costs. I went late deposits at the apartment, U-Haul gas refill. Number three, cleaning supplies. Day of cleaning your old apartment and cleaning up your new apartment. Buying different spray bottles, paper towels, Lysol, bleach, all the different stuff that comes with cleaning your old apartment and your new apartment can sneak up on you, and next thing you know, you're going to spend $50 at Dollar General real quick.
That's true, though. Or do you go ahead and just eat the cleaning cost.
I should have done that at every apartment because they always charge
you. They're going to charge you anyway.
New carpet, holes in the wall.
Seriously.
It's like, all right, at this point, just charge me. I'm over here wasting time getting a spick and span for you to find one mark on the left toilet seat and be like, we're charging you $500 for a cleaning fee. Just Just go ahead.
Whatever, dude.
Just do it. I'm gone.
I hated this apartment anyway. Wait till you find what's in the closet.
I want to say the apartment that I live in now,
yeah.
Great rate I got because it came out of nowhere. It was in the middle of like the lease when everyone had been signed. It was like November time when they moved out. And the reason I got it is because the person who lived there had a dog. The dog tore up the place. They had to get put in new walls, carpet, and everything. And I want to say that I think it was crazy. I think he might have like done some bad things and they had to kick him out.
Like what, he put a body in the walls or something?
Something like that.
It's very John Gacy-ish. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go to break real quick. Let's go to break. We'll finish this thing up. Read your text message and get the hell out of here. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Fan After Dark.
Welcome in back to the Fan After Dark. Final segment here as we wrap up tonight's show. No Rangers tonight. They'll be back in action tomorrow against the Kansas City Royals. You got Jack Leiter going against Seth Lugo, so it should be a fun little matchup there. Send in your predictions of who you think will win that one to start the opening series. The Rangers have won their last three series, 7 of their last 8, and 4 in a row as Josh Smith wins AL Player of the Week with his 5 extra base hits and 3 homers for the week. The Texas Rangers overall have been a super fun team to watch as of the last couple weeks. Their pitching has still been phenomenal. The bats starting to wake up, maybe not last night against the White Sox, but enough to get it done. And Adolis Garcia looking like himself once again.
Now he's starting to get back after. Don't forget, for all you morning folks out there, we've got a couple days. It's another Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour, and that means free delicious Whataburger breakfast on us. We'll be at the Arlington Firehouse, number 1 at 401 West Main Street. We'll also be giving away a one-of-a-kind Firehouse fan Firehouse bucket hat while supplies last. Come support our firefighters and grab yourself some free Whataburger this Wednesday. It's going down this Wednesday, the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour, Wednesday morning, Arlington Firehouse, number 1. Get there. You will be glad that you did. We got some text messages to get to, but let's finish up this top 5. Your number 3 was?
Cleaning supplies.
Cleaning supplies. Your number 3, and we're doing different moving top 5s. You guys are doing moving hacks. Number 3?
That was, you had me exposed a little bit on the common sense side, but look for an elevator. Yeah, I mean, like you said, you're young, you're moving for the first time.
What a hack.
And you just forgot there was an elevator there. You're going down the stairs for no reason. But yeah, definitely in the
common
sense.
Don't lose the elevator in your apartment.
Side. But yeah, they're not very common in our apartments nowadays.
Well, they have to be, though, don't they? Don't you have to have an elevator?
I don't know. I don't know that.
I would think I thought like part of the...
I've only been in one apartment. Don't have
Disability
one.
Act or something
no,
like that.
No, there's definitely apartments, though, because I've been to some that are a little bit older that have like the...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the older ones don't. Yeah. I mean, I know my apartment.
Like ones where, you know, the stairs are kind of outside and you're walking up.
That's mine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like mine's all inside the parking
Different
garage.
World back then, though. You know
but
what I'm saying?
I have plenty of friends at their apartment. There are stairs on the outside and there's no...
I feel like with the newer ones, though, to be, you know, as far as to be up to code.
Up to code.
I don't know. I could be completely wrong about that. Don't forget about the elevator, number 3. I like that. Number 2.
That would be, I think, I don't know, this one might be different. Measure openings. Measure your item. Make sure that you're not going to get, like you said, smashing your hand. That's right when you think that couch is going to fit. Your hand's right there in the doorway. So, could be common sense, though, I still feel like. But
and, you know, you could, I'll tell you what, you could use that little piece of knowledge or little advice for other things, too.
Yeah.
Always measure the openings, boys. Number 2.
So I'm doing hidden moving costs. My number 2 is going to be, you kind of assume what this number is going to be, but this number can jump.
Yeah.
Paying your friends in beer and guilt after they're done.
Mm.
That can rack up. Oh, you thought 2 friends are going to show up, and now there's 6 friends, which is great. It's six things of food you got to get.
Well,
a lot of beer. Okay. Then you feel bad. And see, me, I always do extra. I'm going to throw in an extra pizza because the last thing I need is us done. Like, man, do you remember when Blake shafted us, had us out there all day and didn't give us nothing, man? I would hate that feeling. I would always give extra.
I want to know, 877-881-1053, how many times someone's ever said, hey, more than enough people showed up to help move.
See, that happened like, with
that's
one of
its,
my...
Like, that's its own
yeah.
anomaly.
Trying to think when I moved, I had friends showing up. I almost thought about doing the list of... I showed you on the chat GPT where it said the people to not help you move.
Yeah.
Your coworkers, I think an easy one where it's you see them all, hey, can you help me move? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Ah.
Now, you find out who your friends are when it
man.
Comes to moving.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't mind helping people move. I don't like to put it out there in the ethos that I'll help people move, you know, but every now and again, like if you need help moving something, mm-hmm. I know that once I got my truck, oh, you got a truck.
Mm.
Oh man.
Wish I had a new couch and no room.
Man, I'd love for you. Hey, help me real quick.
I need some cinder blocks. From
I'll
Home
say
Depot.
This though. If you ask your friend, look, here's my thing. If you're going to ask me to use my truck and you need me to help, all I'm saying is this, I don't necessarily need you to give me anything, but I do need the offer.
Yeah.
I do need the offer. And if I have to drive anywhere, like gas it's a special money. Drive, yeah, hey, you better put some gas in my
literally
tank.
Just, well, I just want to drive my car to be your travel agent. Now you're trying to go back home and just.
Because, you know, you go to Home Depot for $20 and do this exact same thing and rent the whole kit and caboodle. So that's fair by you. All right. My number two, and mine are moving injuries.
Okay.
Moving injuries. Number two, rolled ankle. Rolled ankle.
Very common.
And again, the thing about this is, again, you don't necessarily see where you're going while holding whatever large item, box, you know, holding a certain end, coming off a curb, coming off a key, coming off a stair, whatever. Number two, that's going to be a rolled ankle. And then last but not least, number one, and this is kind of the obvious one here, and I know I'm certainly feeling it. Now, mine's just sore. Pulled back. Okay.
Bad form.
Again, mine's sore today, and it may have had something to do with the fact that I've also had to drive 19 hours as well for 12 hours to Kansas, you know, 7.5-ish to Houston and back. So, yeah, your boy's back is a little bit on the sore side.
My number one hidden moving cost that you forget about until the day you move in easily at the number one spot, takeout/food because your kitchen is not set up yet. So you're just having to buy food for like a week straight. And there you go. There's $200. Unless you're the person that sets up your entire kitchen the night you move in. Let's go. Let's get it cooking. And I'm throwing a patty on the grill. Most people just kind of leave it there for a day or two.
I was going to say, if you live like I do, I mean, I don't miss a beat. So
are you moving the whole house same day, same night? Everything's in place?
Well, the first night. But I'm saying like, I mean, my kitchen's not that extensive to where it's like, oh, my God, where'd I hide this at? Or where'd I put that? No, I mean, I'm going to eat. 2 cheeseburgers from McDonald's, whether I just moved into my place or whether I've lived there for the last 15 months.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't going to change.
But take us home.
And then it takes us to my number one. It ties in the number 5 out of the top 5 moving hacks. Number one, make sure your movers are well reviewed. That's an easy mistake to make. Ooh. You're just browsing online. You know, moving hunks is one that I can pop off the top of my head. Do they have good reviews? Are they actually going to get the job done?
Yeah.
You got to make sure.
That's a good point.
Great list, boys. All 5 different lists. Some text messages. 817, it's more likely for me to pull out than it is for people to show up when I ask for moving help. What does that mean?
Wait. It's more likely for me to pull out than it is for people to show up when I ask for moving help? Well, I mean, what are you pulling out? Okay.
Next text message. 940, the key is for the first time you move to pay your friends fat. So the next time you ask, they'll be willing to help.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of psychology, a little bit of framing, putting that anchor in there early. Like, hey, I got money.
Yeah, but that could be a dangerous precedent you're setting.
$350 last time, bud.
Sorry, bro. I mean, if you're paid, I mean, look, what kind of friend are you if you're going to get paid? I mean,
the consensus is
this. If it's a friend, you're getting paid in food and drinks or whatever vice you use. Yeah. Okay? I mean,
and a nice, you're the best. Pat on the back.
That's it.
And you get to go home knowing you did a good thing. And hopefully the favor's returned.
That's it. I mean, look, my cousin flew me to Missouri to help him move.
Yeah.
And it was me, him, and his his dad. And the three of us moved a four-bedroom, two-story house, the two of us. Or, excuse me, the three of us. And we moved into this huge house. And, yeah, it was rough.
Sometimes, talking to Jet, the moving companies have good reviews but send their worst moving people.
Ooh,
yeah, that could happen.
Anytime I helped anyone move, they bought me pizza and steak.
And steak, okay.
Pizza and steak. I mean, that's a hell of a combo right there.
That
is a hell of a combo. Let's see. Somebody made fun of me earlier in the show as well. Hold on real quick. When they were doing their moving rankings. Let's see. Number three, what did they say? Yeah, number three, listening to Freddie D while moving, the ears bleed like that chick from Stranger Things. Okay. From the 817, I'm full of poison ivy. I look like a freak and miserable. LOL. I only got one eye open. Good thing I can still listen to y'all. Shout out to you. I'll tell you what, going through whatever you're going through. From the 817, somebody's saying why they listen to us. Y'all are controlled chaos, and I absolutely love it.
Let's go.
It's like crack.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, we don't encourage nor promote crack cocaine.
Nope.
Okay, so let's get that out of the way. But
we are aware it's a thing.
You know. Let's see. It's the comedy too. Okay.
I told you Dallas Comedy Club, but you never want to go with me.
Bro, we've gone once and it was my suggestion. So what are you talking about?
I text you every day about it and you just leave
you
me
I can go through I will air you
read,
out.
Read our text then.
So quickly.
Read our text messages. There's not think anyone's listening to the last
you ready?
4 minutes of the show.
You ready?
Please don't say any cuss words or
come on, bro. I'm pretty sure. Right. I know how to do
it. I don't even know what it is. Is there anything
last text message from Blake at 18:10, that's 6:10 for those of you that aren't familiar with the 24-hour clock. Can you come get me? Okay.
I thought I lost my badge, but I found it today.
Luckily, yeah.
At 11:59 this morning, this was you guys know about the I mentioned the information about Blake's restaurant. Let's see. yesterday at 4:46, he sent me a song roster from Young Dolph and Gucci. He said, "You're welcome." I responded with gelato. Period. In the air, bitches everywhere. and then on Sunday, Father's Day at 11:31, I sent him a picture of a screenshot that I took of Pat Mahomes Sr. and Pat Mahomes, and I put number three all-time dad.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Desmond Bain for four first-round picks is asinine. Bleeping wild. So this is just a little, you know, pull back of the curtain of what you get. So look, if you think that we're putting on a show or if we're trying to be something we're not here on this program, I think it's pretty consistent that what you hear on the show is very similar to the way Blake and I interact off the air.
Correct. We just transfer. We just put a mic in front of ourselves.
That's it. Let's see. Saturday at 11:05, I sent him a screenshot, or I took a picture of the show sheet that I did on a restaurant ticket, and he put "be there in 10. I said "same." He said "here." I wasn't there yet.
He was not there.
Wasn't even close.
I called. He goes, "I'm 15 minutes away."
Friday at 3:25, I said, "Did you finally get a guitar?" In all caps. He sent a picture of him, and he said, "I did." And I said, "Time to shred." And he sent a GIF of a guy shredding. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, again, this show writes itself. These things, you can't make these things up. Last but certainly not least, somebody sent a really nice text from the 972. Good deal. You'll really pick up the frets fast. And tell Fred, don't be leaving me out on the shouts. He also said other things about the station and the show, which we certainly appreciate as well. Oh, by the way, what's our hard out? We forgot to ask you that.
55:40.
Somebody said, "Why?" So we've got roughly a minute left.
Someone said, "Why they listen? Y'all are my nighttime routine.
Love it.
Anytime I'm not watching TV, I'm in the car listening because the Odyssey app is too far behind. Also because y'all make me feel smarter than what I actually am."
From the 940, the turnover in moving is so bad that a company might have good reviews, but none of those actual movers still work there that got the review. That's a legit take because it is, I mean, one of the kids that helped us move yesterday, or my daughter's best friend's boyfriend, he's like, "Oh, we should open up our own moving company." I'm like, "Yeah, you can. I'm not. Don't mistake the fact that I'm moving as fast as I possibly can, because I'm doing this because I don't want my back to you know.
Wow, look at that.
Capitulate. All right, lose back-to-back games for the first time since March 6th to the 10th. Quick shout-out to the one, the only, Mr. Connor Livesay. Good yes, stuff sir. From him, as always. Benny and the Jet, nice job by you today, all right?
Nice little first getting going off
Absolutely.
The training wheels.
This will happen in real life, for real, next Wednesday. Great stuff from Ross Lubinsky, as always. The one, the only, the phenom, Mr. Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Good night, God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.